say that I realized that I've been following the wrong teacher for the last 10 years and the wrong path. Because I'm a wonderful example of someone who's caught in her sensuous being and attached to the lower manas. And yet I keep coming to you, I don't know whether it's a spiritual joke. Anyway, you want to ask something? Since we're not all familiar with your vocabulary, Sadhika is a student.
Student, yes.
But also, if you can elaborate on the term that you use as object, subject to consciousness, and objects of consciousness.
Yes. In the organization of our ordinary consciousness, there is that which we call I, who is aware of that which is outside and beyond. Shankara's term for all of that which is outside is the universe of objects. Whether it's the cosmos or people in this room and the objects in this room, or even ideas are objects before consciousness. But I, who am aware of this, am not an object before consciousness. This organism, yes, is an object before consciousness, but not I. I am aware of the organism. I'm aware of all qualities that I can enumerate whatsoever are objects before consciousness. Now at the final moment, when one has completed this analysis with full conviction, including the dissolution of the personal ego, there's a very subtle step that is the crucial step. It is not enough to say, I am Atman, even though that's a reflection of the truth. But the moment I have said Atman, I've objectified that which is subjective. So as though you start that sentence, I am, sink back. Never finish it. And the wall may break down if you do it the right time, when you're prepared. It may take many years of preparation. The Buddhists say usually 7 incarnations, but not necessarily 7.
That explains a lot. Hmm? My first.
At the end of the tape, you mentioned the 5th level.
A little louder, I don't hear.
At the end of the tape, you mentioned the 5th level.
Oh, that is, yes. I was going through the analysis of the koshas of Patanjali at this time. And there is the 5th kosha, which is the kosha of bliss. And here I have some rather radical thoughts. I might even get into trouble with some yogis. There are those who feel that the ultimate goal is the state of bliss, and that they linger in it and refuse to have any part in the world or in the helping of others, but simply abide in bliss, waiting out their lives until they can hopefully abandon their bodies for the last time and retire into nirvana. Shankara says of Brahman these words, Brahman whose nature is bliss. And if you're familiar with Indian thought, nature is the Shakti. In other words, it's the Shakti of Brahman that is bliss. And there is a transcendence of a state of bliss I called it the I indifference, where one stands between bliss and suffering, the world condition being identified with suffering, and can move either way. This is another step, another and more advanced yoga. But that is not the yoga that I dealt with tonight.
Is that the final step, or is there more beyond that?
So far as I know, final. But I won't attempt to say there's nothing beyond what I know. I know, and beyond that lies at least that which I have not yet investigated.
Now, you once said that you felt that the step that you have taken is the next step for mankind. In other words, in the next 2,000 years or in the new age, more of us will hopefully
yes.
Now,
Swami Raman, referring to Jnana Yoga, says it is for the fortunate few. Most people do have to take other discipline, the discipline involving the body, the training of the body, and so on. And then you've got to be able to command this organism, its impulses. When it wants to take the bit in its teeth and go its own way, you've got to be able to negate that. And now most people don't seem to be able to do that. There was a time when this organism, this vital physical organism, wanted to jump over the traces and take the bit in its teeth. And I said, do it, meaning it. Obey me or die. And it surrendered. Now, you've got to be able to take that attitude toward your organism if you're going to deal with Jnana Yoga. So this is not the yoga for everybody. There's a good deal of training that is devoted to the body in other yogas. Jnana Yoga is for those who no longer need that training. But Shankara says, only knowledge can destroy ignorance. The condition of the world from the standpoint of this philosophy is a state of ignorance. Buddha looked upon the state of the world as one of suffering. And he sought to destroy the suffering. St. Paul looked upon the condition of the world as due to a perverse will. Therefore, you have the concept of sin, which is not characteristic of the Eastern religions. A sinfulness in man, a perverse will. I do the things which I would not do. Shankara found the wrongness in the world as a state of ignorance. And the only thing that can cure ignorance is knowledge. And it's the way I look upon the problem myself. But I recognize that the other ways of viewing the world are valid. There's a certain basic truth in them. And you look across the world, you can see suffering. We suffering, man in the world is suffering even when he thinks he's having a good time. If you ever have the experience of a true ecstasy, a true spiritual delight, even the enjoyments in the world are a kind of pain to have to endure them. In contrast, it's a different order. It's pleasures as we know them, the pleasures of food, the pleasures of sex, the pleasures of athletic accomplishment, and so forth, are relative pains as compared to the state of an ecstatic condition. When you realize that state, you will say, even though I suffered for 1,000 lifetimes to attain this, the price was small. That's the meaning of a true ecstasy. And when you come to the voice of the silence, where it says, to him who has attained this place. Objective. You have another yoga called the Arya, or noble yoga, where the sadhaka is admonished to not make of that stream which flows from Sumeru a private pond, but to make of himself a channel that stream may flow forth to all creatures. That's the ultimate Buddhistic ideal. And I think that's enough for tonight.